BBC News with Neil Nunes. The Italian Senate has voted to expel the former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi from Parliament with immediate effect. Mr. Berlusconi, who is 77, has been barred from public office because he has a criminal conviction for tax fraud. But the media mogul has already declared that he will not be leaving politics. Our correspondent in Rome, Alan Johnson, says a comeback cannot be ruled out.
He is absolutely defiant. I don't think anybody thought that he would go quietly. He intends to continue to lead his party from outside Parliament. It attracted considerable support at the last election and will no doubt continue to do so. He's a very wealthy man. He's a lot of money that he can pour into his political projects. And he has a media empire behind him that can put his message into countless Italian homes.
The European Commission says Britain must accept its freedom of movement rules if it wants to stay in the EU's single market. The Commission's Vice President Viviane Reding described the freedom of movement of people in Europe as a non-negotiable right. She was responding to earlier comments on limiting the rights of migrant workers by the British Prime Minister David Cameron. The Commission's President José Manuel Barroso says he has emphasized to Mr. Cameron the UK's responsibilities.
Prime Minister Cameron called me yesterday, informing me about the intentions he has on these issues. And I had the occasion to underline to Prime Minister Cameron that free movement is a fundamental treaty principle that must be upheld. At the same time, I took good note that the United Kingdom wants to ensure that the measures it plans to take respect European Union law.
The military strongman who led last year's coup in Mali, General Amadou Sanogo, has been arrested and charged with murder and kidnapping. He was remanded in custody. Our Africa editor Richard Hamilton has more in this report.
General Sanogo was taken by force from his residence earlier in the day by a unit of soldiers sent by the Ministry of Defence. He has repeatedly been called in for questioning over the deaths of six soldiers during an army protest in September, but failed to appear. Despite stepping down and handing control to a civilian administration, the general remained a powerful force, and many believe he was calling the shots. The new president of Mali, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, is under pressure to restore the state's authority over the military, which overthrew the previous president and plunged the country into chaos.
The Libyan Prime Minister Ali Zeidan has said that continued armed blockades of oil terminals in Libya have plunged the country in a financial chaos crisis. Mr. Zeidan told journalists in Tripoli that as a result, Libya was now exporting less than a quarter of its oil production capacity. World News from the BBC. Part of a football stadium in Brazil that's being built to host the opening game of next year's World Cup has collapsed, killing at least two people. The stadium in Sao Paulo was due to be completed by the end of next month. The BBC's Gary Duffy, who was in Sao Paulo, says there's concern pressure to finish on time contributed to the tragedy.
I think that's one of the questions that the investigators will be asking, whether risks were taken because the deadlines were so tight and because there was this demand to get the work done in time. Now, work on this particular stadium, the Itacaron or Arena Corinthians here in Sao Paulo, will now stop for 3 days as a mark of respect. That's another delay. And of course, Sao Paulo is not the only city where there are concerns about delays.
Residents of Dubai are celebrating their city being chosen to host the World Expo Trade Convention in 2020, beating rival bids in Brazil, Turkey and Russia. Fireworks exploded off the sides of the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building, after the result was announced in Paris. Dubai will be the first Middle Eastern country to hold the expo, which takes place every 5 years. There have been clashes between protesters and the police in several towns in Tunisia after strikes ended in violence. In the southern mining town of Ghazan, demonstrators tried to break into the governor's office before attacking the headquarters of the ruling Islamist party in Ennahda. In Siliana, in the northwest, they burnt tires and threw stones at the police, who then tried to disperse them with tear gas. An unusual suitcase-shaped pavilion in the middle of Red Square in Moscow is to be dismantled. It's the size of a five-story block of flats more than 30 meters long, and it's been left there as a publicity stunt by the French fashion house Louis Vuitton. Critics claim it's blocking the view of St. Basil's Cathedral, Lenin's Mausoleum, and the Kremlin. That's the latest BBC World News.